Imagine what moves you. This just might be the way to end what we call myopic madness. This just might be the way to eliminate the need to look for signs. This just might make ignoring the evidence of the senses really easy. Let's dive in. Mr. 20, I am in my challenge and working on manifesting me being healthy and strong. What is the best way to do it when symptoms are saying that it's getting worse? I know I am healthy and strong, but I'm still checking myself every day and seeing a weak body. Some thoughts? Yeah, I've got plenty of thoughts. My first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to just tell you this, right? ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Join us. Sell something, buy something, do something different. It's $1 a day. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. I want you to do what works rapidly. And I'm going to tell you something that works very rapidly. But I also want to make sure you've got the foundations for everything in your work, everything in your life to work, to happen rapidly. In other words, I don't want this to be a lot of work for you, or to feel like work, or have you wondering if it's working. You get where I'm going with this? So, I started swimming December the 31st. I was going to wait till the first of the year. But for a couple days, you know, I had this weird epiphany. I used Remembering When in some very cool ways. I can share some links for that if you want. I started using Remembering When in some very cool ways. Email me if you want to know more about that, or direct message me on a Facebook, whatever. Because I noticed I was remembering when I was fit, when I was healthy. Because I was allowing myself to get fat. Because I was imagining my glory days as a fit athlete were way in the past. In other words, I sunk into a slump. Because Neville Goddard says anyone can slip into any state at any time. You get to lift others out of their suck states, and you get to lift yourself out. And there's some very specific ways to do that. So I started imagining what it feels like to be accomplished, satisfied, and congratulated. I'm sharing that with you today, and I really want you to do ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Accomplished, satisfied, congratulated. And so I'm in the pool. I start getting in the pool December 26th, I believe. I'm just sort of hanging out, getting used to the cold, doing some kung fu exercises in there. I'm going to start swimming on the first of the year. Why? Because it's easier to document and all that bullshit. And my friend Rick says, why not do a lap? And I said, why not? Yeah, I get it. Thanks, Rick. So I swam 25 meters and tried not to die. I swam 25 more meters back, and I was done. Got out of the pool, went into the warm water pool where it's safe and warm and lovely, called it a day. But now I'm a swimmer. It didn't take me long to go from trying to stay alive to looking forward every day to swimming 1 kilometer. That's 40 laps without my feet touching the floor, just for fun. And then one day, and by the way, there's a reason why I'm sharing all this detail with you. And then one day, I found myself, after we did one of the Friday live calls, and afterwards, we've got so much energy. I talked to Victoria the whole way to the pool when I'm getting out of the car. I'm talking to her through those cool Ray-Ban glasses that I've got. And I get out of the pool and I told her, says, it's cold here, it's cold in there, I'm just not feeling the magic. I swam 0.5 kilometer and decided I was joining the gym that day. Now, why do I mention all this stuff? Why am I sharing 4 minutes of my life when you want one simple imaginal act? Accomplished, satisfied, congratulated. I want you to feel accomplished. I want you to feel satisfied with what you've done, the effort that you've put in today. God, some people are going to cringe that I use the E word. And I want you to feel congratulated. So it was my seventh day in the gym. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm doing a full workout. All the other days, I'm doing an ab workout and some beating on the heavy bag. Just finding some bits that I've lost over the years. Loving it. It's called the continuous and returning fist. Where the bounce back, where the impact from the previous punch loads the next one. And it's just so fast. It's so, so, so fast and devastating. Because it's using the elasticity of the body. I want you to use the elasticity of your beingness. Accomplished, satisfied, congratulated. So it's my seventh day in the gym, and this woman that I know from the cold water pool runs over and gives me a massive hug between crunches. I think she may have even gave me a kiss. That's pretty common in Australia. But it was sealed. I get congratulatory comments every single day on how good I'm looking. And every single day I'm experiencing accomplished and satisfied too. Because I keep showing up and playing. And I keep showing up and playing because I'm imagining what moves me. Now I'm going to tell you what I'm not imagining is struggle. And I can't tell you how many people online and in physical land say you must be really disciplined. And I'd love to see the look on my face because I'm not disciplined. I'm delighted. Because the light shining through me is conditioned by a wish fulfilled. And that wish fulfilled is imagined by an act that implies. And it's the experience of accomplished, satisfied, and congratulated. Remember, a scene is how you experience what you experience. And I invite you to explore that with us. If you got gold today, I've got three suggestions for you. If you're just starting out, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com, the Streetcar System, and the Attitude of Abdullah. Those three will rock your world. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com is that 90-day adventure, $97. It's $1 a day, takes about 10 minutes a day. A lot of people, when they hear that, they immediately go to, oh, I can't afford $97, which means I can't afford $1 a day, which means I can't afford 15 minutes a day. Yeah, you can. Give up a donut. Meanwhile, I had a 14-year-old fella do that course. And he told me, I don't have any money. Will you give it to me? And I said, can you cut grass? And he said, yes. I said, go cut grass. He did. And at the end of the course, he was thankful that I didn't give it to him. That he earned it. And the other two, the Attitude of Abdullah. And Joseph Goddard to the Max. Those are my attitude activators. Right there. All right. So here's the deal. Myopic madness. We'll have you checking the scale. We'll have you looking for symptoms and signs. Symptoms abating, signs telling you that you're doing great. And what you want are experiences. Meanwhile, let's imagine up something lovely that has you feel accomplished, satisfied, and maybe seal it with a congratulatory act. 20, you look amazing. As we go into the science. All right. Myopic madness. Myopic means nearsighted. Madness means I keep checking the scale. I keep looking for something around me to have shifted. You know, the whole universe shifts when you move. Every day I get in the car and I go to the gym and the pool every single day. Not to make something different in my life, but because I'm moved to by what I imagine. I invite you to join us and explore how we have so much we in our lives. Stop looking for signs. Start feeling it real. Follow the formula. See ya.